Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? Welcome to that. This is Young AK, your host for Top Flight 97, bro. We got a whole new platform here that we're starting here at Top Flight Sports. Thank you for joining. This is an introduction to something special here that we're starting. You understand? You know, I'm looking for real smart, intelligent basketball fans that's able to come here to talk basketball and debate with me here on my show here that we got going on. You know, no knuckleheads. You know, I'm just building something here. You know, I've been watching NBA all my life, you know, ever since my father. You know, my father put me onto the game, you know, and I just love it. Sometimes when I watch basketball, I get cold chills go through my body because that's how much I love it. You understand? Ever since seeing Jason Kidd since I was younger, I think that really turned me out. You know, watching the Nets win a lot of chances, go to the finals, you know, things like that. That started me becoming a big basketball lover, you know, watching Steve Francis, you know, back in his Rockets days, you know, things like that. It would take him back, you know. But here, you know, I'm just here starting something new. No, I'm not Skip Bayless. No, I'm not Stephen A. Smith. No, I'm not John Hollinger, all the nice, funny guys, you know. But no, but my name is Young AK, and I love basketball just as much as every one of them, if not more. You understand? I know just as much, you know, and can't nobody take that away from me, you know. But thanks for joining us on the first ever show of Top Flight Sports. So let's get underway. You know, today's a trade deadline. You know, I'm happy that you haven't joined here to get your trade deadline news. You know, if I'm not mistaken, Goran Dragic is on the trading block. You know, he a lot of people want his services, but you know, he has a short list of teams that he'll like to go to, including the New York Knicks, which, no mean to be biased, is my team. You know, the New York Knicks, we got Miami Heat and the Los Angeles Lakers, all teams potentially able to give him a max contract about 5 years, close to the $1 million range he's seeking. I'm not sure if he'll get that, but that's a topic for a whole nother day. But No, but just to get back to Dragic, he's a great player. You know what you get from him, a playmaker. Yeah, but he's a very ball-dominant guard. You know, he's a great playmaker. Can't nobody take that away from him. I hope he gets dealt to the New York Knicks because, you know, we're starving for some talent, you know, and we really need a player of his caliber. You know, we could show you him. I could see him going with Carmelo Anthony and along with all the few people that we're going to be getting in the draft. And everything else, so I think it's pretty good. We're just happy to be here. We're just happy for him to be here. You know, he comes here. We're just gonna be even better than we were. You know, because of the New York Knicks, we need talent. I see that they put Jose Calderon on the block, and I believe they put Tim Hardaway Jr. I'm not sure if that's enough to date the Phoenix Suns and the trading them, but. But, you know, we're hoping that it goes through because the Knicks we could show you is a star player of Dragic's caliber. And yes, I did say star. Goran Dragic is a star. It's just there's so many loaded point guards all over the league. Sometimes people get lost in the shuffle, you know. But I could definitely see him doing big things in New York, you know, and we could show you a player like him. But – you know, just but back to the Knicks, we got a lot of things we got to take care of that goes beyond just getting Goran Dragic. You know, we need a lot of work, and I don't think that anybody can disagree with me. But here, but this is Young AK. You know, anybody that disagrees with anything that I'm saying, you're more than welcome to come here and join me on my show and debate with me. You know, those calling numbers 213-325-3434. Give me a call, you know. But this is the first ever show. I'm just kicking it off, you know. I didn't really do too much promotion. But it's going to promote itself. You know, I don't have to do too much promotion because it's going to speak for itself. But actually, we have some trades that actually just went down, actually. It was a trade with JaVale McGee going to Philadelphia, excuse me. You know, I'm not too sure about that trade. Kevin Garnett is actually in potential talks to get traded back to the T-Wolves. You know, so which would be a good send-off for Kevin Garnett going over to Minnesota where he started. You know, I think that's what he always wanted to be, and he'll be a lot more happier now. And you know that's pretty good. And you know the Boston, excuse me, when Boston traded him to Brooklyn, that experiment didn't work. And you know everybody knew it was a 1 year deal when it happened, but that 1 year deal, it just didn't work. You know, and I don't know what happened. I don't know what would happen. But nonetheless, Paul Pierce, he's in Washington and he's doing a hell of a job there. And you see, it seems like they got Eastern Conference Finals aspirations at the Washington Wizards. I believe another trade is going down. I spit back to Denver. They're actively trying to trade Ty Lawson, which if the Knicks can swoop in and get that as well, that'd be great. I feel like the Knicks, we surely do need a point guard, especially to play with Carmelo. You know, if you look at Carmelo's career, you know, when he had his success, he always had a great point guard alongside of him. If you go back to his Denver days, when he had Allen Iverson, when Iverson was there, yeah, Allen Iverson, they was in the playoffs and they both were 30-point gunners and they were doing good and they was winning. You know, and then you go back to Chauncey Billups when they was in the conference finals, his first ever conference finals, just to put that out there to be exact. And Carmelo, he's doing a hell of a job. You know, he just went under knee surgery. I'm not sure if anybody knows. He'll be out, I believe, 4 to 6 months. It's a tough situation for us Knicks fans, I know. But well, we're gonna get it together, and let's just pray for Carmelo so he pull it all together, and everything goes fine. But JaVale McGee going to Philadelphia 76ers. Anybody who's listening to this, you guys can hit me up on Facebook at AK Fly High, you know, and we can discuss. But JaVale McGee going to Philadelphia, you know, they got a lot of bigs. They got Nerlens Noel, they got Joel Embiid, and now with JaVale McGee. And if anybody is living under a rock, they're actually one of the worst teams in basketball. And they have a possibility to get Jahlil Okafor for Duke, which I think will be a big center loaded roster that you can expect from them. I'm not sure. You know, Philadelphia, I really see what they're doing, and a lot of people think they just suck, but I think in a few years they're going to be a team to be reckoned with. You know, they got Michael Carter Williams. He has to develop. You know, it might take about another two years for that experiment to come to fruition, but everything's going to go well with that. But the NBA, the NBA is in good hands with all these guards. The All-Star game was a hell of a game. You know, shout out to everybody in New York City doing a great job. New York was a good show. LeBron was there. Russell Westbrook's on 41 points, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, it was 41 points in the MVP award. You know, Russell Westbrook was just a spectacular talent, you know, and it's just a joy to watch. You know, sometimes you're watching Russell Westbrook, you know, sometimes you question to see if he's even human. You understand? So it's real tough. You know, there's just a lot of things going on, though, know, with the trade deadline approach. And of course, everybody's looking at Goran Dragic, who's actually saying that he only wants to sign with Miami, Los Angeles, and the New York Knicks. So it's going to be very tough to trade him. Like I stated a few minutes ago, the Knicks have offered a package. Actually, Miami just offered a package with two first rounders, and I'm pretty sure Norris Cole will be in the mix, and all, and Mario Chalmers, you know, which they desperately need a point guard because their point guard play is very horrible at the moment. But the New York Knicks, they're offering a package of Jose Calderon. I'm trying to figure out who else were there because the Knicks, I'm not sure how many assets we even have to give up. They're offering Jose Calderon, Tim Hardaway Jr. We only have a 2018 first-round pick. I'm not even sure if they can trade that or if it even be smart. You know, but to get a talent like Goran Dragic, you do whatever it takes because we need another star to pair with Carmelo along with the cap space that we're going to have this summer, and of course, the top draft pick we should be getting a top five draft pick, hopefully top three, but we're getting a top five pick. So if anybody hits me up on Facebook at AK Fly High and who's a big college basketball fan, you know, give me the top five prospects that'll do the best for the New York Knicks. Hit me up on my news feeds and let's talk and see who would be the best draft pick for the New York Knicks, because you can't put all your eggs in one basket with Jahlil Okafor, which of course is going number one. You know, you know how to ping pong balls, you know, fly around. You know, we might get the fourth pick. You know, like I said, we definitely looking good for a top five draft pick, and so forth and so forth. But But the Los Angeles, not to get to the Los Angeles Lakers, to all my Lakers fans out there, you know, I like the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, they're very storied franchise. You know, they do very well. They're doing very well. They're a great team. Kobe Bryant, he's hurt. But, you know, they just got to get it together. I'm not sure, you know, if the drawing power of Los Angeles is the same as it was before, you know, to even get any players that wants to go there. You know, Kevin Love went to UCLA, so I'm not sure. You know, maybe they'll be able to swoop something out, because a lot of people, I'm not sure, everybody's looking to 2016 and looking at Kevin Durant. But last time I checked, Kevin Love didn't sign an extension. LaMarcus Aldridge didn't sign an extension. Marc Gasol didn't sign an extension. And the list goes on. But a lot of people think that, you know, these guys aren't going anywhere. But that has yet to be seen, because if they weren't going anywhere, they would have wrote their name on the dotted lines here for the extension, you know, and that everybody wants to wait, you know, for the end of the season. I don't think certain teams can afford to lose some of these great players for nothing. You know, there's no assurance that LaMarcus Aldridge is going to stay in Portland. You know, last time I checked, it seems like he's looking to go into a bigger market. You know, and New York City is a great platform for everybody, anybody coming here, even Los Angeles. But of course, I'm biased because I am a native New Yorker, and I honestly feel like the Knicks is just a great team, to be a part of. The stage, the platform, it's New York City. It sells itself. I don't ever have to say too much. But a lot of free agents, you know, they can come over here and let's build a championship. I know, look at the Knicks, and you see us down. You know, we're down right now, but if we get a great free agent, you know, like I said, we're getting a top five draft pick. You know, so I Carmelo Anthony will be back. We're assuming he'll be back healthy, which I honestly feel. Phil Jackson actually came out with a press conference yesterday. I'm not sure you guys can take a look at that. He had a press conference where he stated where that Carmelo should be back in time for training camp. So if he'll be back for training camp, they'll be able to mesh him and get everything together, because a lot of the guys on, I know you guys look at the Knicks, oh, God, what's going on, but a lot of these guys are not even going to be on the roster next year. You know, and Phil Jackson knows that. Carmelo knows that. That's why he's sitting down. So, you know, and let's get to the Western Conference, actually. The Houston Rockets definitely would like to trade for Goran Dragic. It seems like Goran Dragic is the main attraction for today's trade deadline, which he should, because he's a great guard. You know, he's a little disgruntled over there in Phoenix because you got Eric Bledsoe. You have Isaiah Thomas, which is a young stud in Isaiah Thomas. You know, if anybody, I'm not sure, you guys, like I said, I'm looking for real basketball, like you know basketball, in order to get on this show. You come here to debate me, and feel free. You know, I like open dialogue. Today, I'm just kicking it off. You know, I like open dialogue. But back to Isaiah Thomas, he's a great young stud. You know, he's a hell of a player. You know, so I can see how there's only one basketball to go around. You know, you got three dominant ball dominant guards. And sometimes it's going to be misconfusion. It's going to be. Especially at that point guard position where the ball is going to be in your hands all the time. So, you know, you got Bled. I honestly feel like they're going to lose the best point guard out of all of them if they have to trade him, because it seems like they're going to have to, you know, because you're going to risk him going to free agency, testing free agency this July and walking away for nothing. And I don't think anybody in the National Basketball Association can afford something like that. You know, a lot of guys, even with Kevin Durant, which is to be 2016, but not even 2016, really next season, things are all going to all hit the fan. With Durant, Oklahoma City is going to have to make a tough decision, because, you know, OKC, they don't usually let their guys test free agency. They trade them. You know, as you can look to at Jeff Green, you can look at even James Harden. You know, they don't test free agency in Oklahoma City. You know, you got Sam Presti, was cut from the same cloth as Greg Popovich. You know, the great Greg Popovich, excuse me. And you know, they're not testing Kevin Durant. They're going to have to make a tough decision. And I'll tell you one thing about Oklahoma City. They would trade Kevin Durant. I don't even think he's going to get the free agency. He's going to have to sign an extension by this summer or by the trade deadline of next season. Otherwise, they will trade Kevin Durant. And don't get that twisted. You know, and I see him today in Oklahoma City. No disrespect to Oklahoma City, but, you know, the guys like Durant, they belong in big markets. And he's already stated that he would love to come play for Carmelo, you know, with the New York. And without thinking it would be a great team, because great players, they'll figure it out. You know, a lot of people say there's only one basketball to throw around, but we got great players. They're going to figure it out. It'll be tough leaving Russell Westbrook because Russell Westbrook is just a scary talent. You know, he's just lightning speed. He just his quickness, the athleticism, the first step, the burst to the rim. You know, the things like that can't be accounted for. You know, and he's just I see guys scared of him when he's going to the rim. So I can only imagine. You know, about 6'4", you know, going to the rim with that power, speed, and athleticism can scare a lot of guys off, you know, and that's cool. You know, I could totally understand that. But, you know, in the Western Conference, it's going to be a dogfight, like to pass the trade deadline, which would be approaching at 3 o'clock Eastern. You know, a lot of trades going down. Aaron Afualo has just been shipped off to Portland. For Thomas Robinson, I'm not sure all the pieces, but I know Thomas Robinson was one of the pieces that involved to facilitate that trade. So Aaron Afualo will be in Portland, which I think would be great. You know, I think I could see Wilson Chandler going to Oklahoma City. You know, Reggie Jackson is going to be traded today. I don't see them getting Deion Waiters maybe about a month or some change ago. I think was a signal that he can be traded. It was Reggie Jackson because they have insurance getting Deion Waiters. You know, similar player, ball dominant, a scorer. You know, so I didn't see how that worked out. Once they traded Waiters, I knew Jackson was going. You know, and they're not paying Jackson because Jackson's looking for a nice amount of money this season. You know, because he'll be a free agent. And you know, Oklahoma City, they're not paying nobody. But back to the Western Conference. That Amari Stoudemire, he was recently waived, bought out actually from the New York Knicks. It was a mutual agreement. You know, Amari Stoudemire, his tenure in New York. Well, it was pretty good. And when I say pretty good, I know a lot of guys, they're like, well, what are you talking about? Listen, if we didn't have Amari Stoudemire, we wouldn't have Carmelo Anthony to today. Because the reason why that trade even went down was because of Amari Stoudemire. You understand? I know his health issues. You know, you can't doubt his heart. Stoudemire was a great player when he was here. You know, he did everything. He said the New York Knicks are back when he signed here. When everybody was scared to come, he came to New York, and he's able to facilitate that trade for Carmelo Anthony, which I honestly felt Carmelo should have just waited until free agency to just sign. We could have just signed him outright. We would have had everybody. We would have had Gallinari, Wilson Chandler, and the list goes on. All the pieces, even Timofey Mozgov, that's over there with Cleveland, getting numerous amounts of rebounds and everything. They actually gave up 2 first-round draft picks for Timofey Mozgov, Cleveland, from Denver. So that gives you a understanding of how valuable Timofey Mozgov is to a playoff team and a team that has championship aspirations. So, you know, that I honestly felt like Carmelo should have waited because we'd had a lot more pieces. And I think that's where that trade right there kind of dismantled the supporting cast. I wouldn't say that the Knicks as a team, as the stars, because we have star power. But I just honestly felt like we screwed up our role players. You know, and I don't think we ever really recovered from that. So it's just been a tough situation with the Knicks. So to the Dallas Mavericks, Dallas looks scary. You know, a lot of people they're looking at. You can't never count San Antonio out. Everybody knows that they could be eighth seed. They'll be there at the end. Golden State and the Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. You know, you can't account for those two. You know, you can't account those guys just shooting shots. They're just hitting everything. You can't account for that. You know, so it's going to be tough in the playoffs in the West because there's going to be a lot of great teams going home. You know, and that's going to be the tough part about the Western Conference because there's so much great teams on there. You go 1 through 8. You see Oklahoma City. They're not even in the playoff picture. They're battling to get in. You know, so it's tough. And I believe Phoenix is actually in the 8th seed. So it's pretty tough. You know, you can even go from 7, 6, 8, 9. You know, is, I believe they're in the loss column. They all have 19 losses. I'm not sure all the teams, but I know that it's in the Western Conference. You know, everybody has similar records. So one person go on a 2-3 game winning streak, they could easily be the second seed in the East. You know, you go on a 2-3 game losing streak. You could be a 2-3 seed in the West. You go on a 3-3 game losing streak in the West. You could easily be the eighth seed. So in the West, it's like pick your poison. You know, you could be the third seed, or you could easily be the eighth seed. You know, and having a great season, so it's very tough. You know, Oklahoma City, I see them moving in because with Phoenix they're in the eighth seed right now, there's a lot of uncertainty. It seems like Dragic should be moved. And if my gut feeling is Dragic should be a member of the Miami Heat. And you heard that first here at Top Flight Sports. And I'm a diehard New York Knicks fan. I hope Phil Jackson can put some deal on it. You know, I'm not sure the deal that he's trying to put on, which is Jose Calderon, Tim Hardaway Jr., and I'm not even sure the draft picks. But to my understanding, Phoenix wants either two first-rounders or a first-rounder and a building block, a young player that they could build around. So I honestly feel like the Knicks, they need to sweeten up that deal. They have a lot of young assets that they acquired with the Tyson Chandler trade that I wish they never did. But, you know, we have a lot of assets from that. You know, can't take no hard feelings. So I figure you just throw Clay Anthony early. You sweeten up that deal. You throw a lot of young players in there. Throw a draft pick and a lot of young. We have young players. You know, so package that deal in and get a star. You know, so somebody that can anchor the triangle offense with Derek Fisher, Phil Jackson, when Carmelo Anthony comes back next season, it should be lights out along with the top five draft pick that we'll be receiving. You know, but off of sports for a second, you know, this is Young AK. You know, this is Top Flight Entertainment, a brand that I'm developing. I'm partners with Phillips Exotic Aquatic. We just delivering a lot of entertainment for you guys, you know, for fans, and we're just looking for support. You know, just support us. You know, hit the follow button. You know how to get blogtalkradio.com/topflightsports. Hit the follow button. I also have a radio show for upcoming artists. You know, upcoming rap artists, hip hop artists, looking for need a platform, have mixtapes that's relevant, doing that thing. You know, I know a lot of artists that are working and they're going hard. I'm here to show your hard work, and you're gonna get your just due right here at Top Flight 97 or at my other station. So just hit me up on Facebook, AK Fly High. You know, just hit me up for inquiries about the Top Flight 97. If you want to debate live with me, this is actually a live radio show. Today is actually I'm just introducing the show, so I kind of took it apart of myself to go solo tonight. But you know, I'm looking for tomorrow. You know, anybody want to debate me tomorrow? I have a lot of guests coming. I got Henny Hobb coming. You know, I got Delphonics, my brother in Georgia. He's here. He'll be coming soon. At the Top Flight Sports. And we're just going to lock this thing up. We're going to debate. We're going to analyze. I didn't even pull no stats out today. So I'm just, you know, right now we just talking, right? We talking basketball. You know, right now, and later on, I'll bring the stats out, and you're gonna see the intelligence of Top Flight Sports, and the movement and the vision that we see here. You know, the vision. I just want to thank all my partners at Cartel Eternity, Phillips Exotic Aquatic, Martial Law, but you know, Top Flight Sports. So it's just very tough. But back to the Western Conference, you got James Harden out there playing MVP basketball. I honestly think it's going to be a flip 'em, you know, between Stephen Curry and James Harden. You know, you're going to have to flip the coin, you know, P award. And they have a great coach over there with Kevin McHale. You know, they went out last year off a crazy shot from Damian Lillard in the first round. I know a lot of people, they expected him to be quick to get fired or something. McHale is a great coach. He does not deserve to be fired. You know, Kevin McHale, even he's just a great coach, and he's showing it now. Now, I do think he's going to have to get out of the first round of the playoffs this year, you know, in order to validate that of the great coach. Because last year they went out off a crazy last-second shot. LaMarcus Aldridge goes off in the first two games in Houston when they played Portland in the playoffs last year in the first round. LaMarcus Aldridge goes off, You know, you can't account for that. That's what I'm saying. These great players, you can't do nothing about it. You got Lamar. If LaMarcus want to go off for 45, what can you do about it? You understand? So you got LaMarcus who went off in the first couple of games. Lillard hits a crazy last second shot in game six of the first round. You know, so it's just tough. You know, they could have if they would have they almost had that game. You know, they just lost it to a tough shot from Lillard. You know, if he misses that shot, we in game seven in Houston. We have an all another discussion. You know, so I do think Kevin McHale deserves a little credit, you know, because I know his job was going through, you know, they were talking about his job security, you know, which is tough. Shout out to the Super Bowl champions, New England Patriots. You know, they did a hell of a job, you know, even through the circumstances that they were dealt with. You know, so like I said, anybody want to talk sports with me, you're more than welcome to come here to join me. This is Young AK, you know. I know basketball, you know, I'm not just, as you can hear right here, I know basketball and I love that. I eat, sleep basketball. I love it, you know, and can't nobody take that away from me, you know, nobody. You know, like I said, I'm not Stephen A. Smith. I'm not Skip Bayless. I'm not Chris Broussard. But like I said, I love basketball just as much, if not more than those three, and on any of them. You know, and can't nobody take it away from me. I love it, you know, so... Like I said, I'm here to discuss intelligent basketball conversations, you know, with individuals. I gave you my host call-in number. This will be live on Facebook immediately afterwards. This is a live radio. This is online live satellite radio. So when you join me or at Top Flight Sports or if my any upcoming rap artists I want to join me and Phillips Exotic Aquatics and my partners over there at Top Flight 97. You can join us over there at Top Flight 97. Just hit up Kulos P, you know, Instagram. You know, we're taking inquiries, you know. You get your aquatic gear at Aquatic Shop. So just hit up Kulos P, Los Pujos on Facebook, and we can get all that taken care of. But you know, the sports is tough, man. The West is going to be a dogfight. In the Eastern Conference, you're looking at maybe Cleveland. My gut feeling says Cleveland. You know, everybody talking Chicago. It's going to be tough with Derrick Rose. I honestly feel like they don't need to make a move with Chicago. I think Cleveland, they made enough moves already. With getting J.R. Smith, actually one of my favorite basketball players. Like I was on J.R. Smith maybe in New Orleans. You know, I knew he was a great player. I knew he actually has star potential. You know, J.R. is a very great, especially in the role that they're in. That's why I say Cleveland's going to win the championship because in the playoffs, you're going to see J.R.'s toughness, and he's going to show you, you know. And you know, like J.R.'s a great player, you know, but sometimes he teases you, you know, because he's so good. You know, you want to make him a first, second, or third option on the team, knowing that he's a great sixth man. He's good coming off that bench, sparking, you know, just killing, you know. So he's great for that. But sometimes he teases you with his talent that you just want to make him a first, second, or third option, and then you ask him to do too much, and then it gets very tough when you ask him to do too much. You know, that's when he gets a little out of control, the ball, you know, the ball movement's not right. You know, he's jacking up shots, and he's very erratic. And, you know, we don't want that coming from J.R. Smith. And Iman Shumpert, he's going to prove wonders for Cleveland in the playoffs when asking him to guard a Derrick Rose, guard a John Wall, you know, things like that. You know, you're going to see Iman Shumpert's capability. And even Amari Stoudemire going over to Dallas, you know, he's going to bring toughness to that bench, you know, and it's going to be great swapping when they have to swap out Dirk Nowitzki and bring in Stoudemire, you know, Raymond Felton and that pick and roll play along with Tyson Chandler, they're very familiar with each other, so that's going to be great with Rajon Rondo, which is like I said, the West, you're going to have to pick them, but I got Dallas going to the finals, man. I really feel like Dallas is going. They're just a great player. They got great players over there. Dirk Nowitzki's still in his prime. As you can see, Dirk is a problem, and he's a bad man. So he gonna prove to you. But thank y'all for joining me here at Top Flight Sports. You know, it's a 30-minute long episode to show my love and passion for basketball. I'm taking all inquiries. I want to have live debates with all fans. And thank you. This is Top Flight Sports. Thank y'all.